knuckles whitened. Boots scraped impatiently. Captain Carrot bounced the ball once or twice. "All right, lads, one more try, eh? And this time no horseplay. William, what are you eating?" The artful nudger scowled. No one knew his name. Kids he'd grown up with didn't know his name. His mother, if he ever found out who she was, probably didn't know his name. But Carrot had found out somehow. If anyone else had called him William, they'd be looking for their ear, in their mouth.
"Chewing gum, mister."
"Have you brought enough for everybody?"
"No, mister."
"Then put it away, there's a good chap. Now, let's..."
"Gavin, what's that up your sleeve?"
The one known as Scumbag Gav didn't bother to argue.
"It's a knife, Mr. Carrot."
"And I bet you brought enough for everybody, eh?"
"That's right, mister."
Scumbag grinned. He was 10. "Go on, put 'em on the heap with the others." Constable Shu looked over the wall in horror. There were about 50 youths in the wide alleyway, average age in years about 11, average age in cynicism and malevolent evil about 163. Although Ankh-Morpork football doesn't usually have goals in the normal sense, two had been nevertheless made at each end of the alley, using the time-honoured method of piling up things to mark where the posts would be. Two piles, one of knives, one of blunt instruments. In the middle of the boys, who were wearing the colours of some of the nastier street gangs, Captain Carrot was bouncing an inflated pig's bladder. Constable Shu wondered if he ought to go and get help, but the man seemed quite at ease.
Captain, he ventured.
"Oh, hello, Reg. We were just having a friendly game of football. This is Constable Shu, lads." 50 pairs of eyes said,
"We'll remember your face, copper."
Reg edged around the wall, and the eyes noted the arrow, which had gone straight through his breastplate and protruded several inches from his back.
"There's been a bit of trouble, sir," said Reg. "I thought I'd better fetch you. It's a hostage situation."
"I'll come right away. Okay, lads, sorry about this. Play amongst yourselves, will you? And I hope I'll see you all on Tuesday for the sing-song and sausage sizzle."
"Yeah, mister," said the artful nudger.
"And Corporal Angua will see if she can teach you the campfire howl."
"Yeah, right," said Scumbag.
"But what do we do before we part?" said Carrot expectantly. The Bloods of the Scats and the Mohawks looked bashfully at one another. Usually they were nervous of nothing, it being a banishment matter to show fear in any circumstances. But when they'd variously drawn up the clan rules, no one had ever thought there'd be someone like Carrot. Glaring at one another with, "I'll kill you if you ever mention this," expressions, they all raised the index fingers of both hands to the level of their ears and chorused, "Wib, wib, wib."
"Wob, wob, wob,"
Carrot replied heartily. "Okay, Reg, let's go."
"How'd you do that, Captain?" said Constable Shu as the watchman hurried off.
"Oh, you just raise both fingers like this," said Carrot. "But I'd be obliged if you don't tell anyone, because it's meant to be a secret signal."
"But they're thugs, Captain. Young killers, villains."
"Oh, they're a bit cheeky, but nice enough boys underneath, when you take the time to understand."
"I heard they never give anyone enough time to understand. Does Mr. Vimes know you're doing this?"
"He sort of knows, yes. I said I'd like to start a club for the street kids, and he said it was fine, provided I took them camping on the edge of some really sheer cliff, somewhere in a high wind. But he always says things like that, and I'm sure we wouldn't have him any other way. Now, where are these hostages?"
"It's at Vortin's again, Captain, but it's sort of worse than that."
Behind them, the Scats and the Mohawks looked at one another warily. Then they picked up their weapons and edged away with care. "It's not that we don't want to fight," their manner said. "It's just that we've got better things to do right now, and so we're going to go away and find out what they are." Unusually for the docks, there was not a great deal of shouting and general conversation. People were too busy thinking about money. Sergeant Colon and Corporal Nobbs leaned against a stack of timber and watched a man very carefully painting the name Pride of Ankh-Morpork on the prow of a ship. At some point he'd realised that he'd left out the E, and they were idly looking forward to this modest entertainment.
"Have you ever been to sea, Sarge?" said Nobby.
"Eh, not me," said the sergeant. "Don't go flogging the organ, lad.